702. The Africa Report with Crystal Orderson.
All right, what else is happening on the rest of the continent? Crystal Orderson, always a pleasure to talk to you. You must be happy to be back in the comfort of your own home in Cape Town after a couple of weeks in Nigeria, and that's where we'll start. The main opposition party says that it will not call President Buhari to concede defeat because they say the election wasn't free and fair.
Yes, good morning, Bongani, and it's indeed, it's good to be home and appreciating there. But so yes, still keeping an eye on Nigeria. Of course, Atiku Abubakar said that he still believes that the results was a sham and he's not going to assign this final election sheet, which, you know, is part of the process of basically saying that the election results is accepted. He is determined to want, they want a rerun, but he said they will remain peaceful because you can imagine the supporters are feeling agitated, they're feeling cheated, but they're having to calm nerves and saying, look, please be peaceful. We want to take this process to the fullest. So they will now challenge it at the Presidential Elections Petitions Tribunal in Abuja, which is a special election, post-election legal framework to be followed if anyone challenges the results. But of course, still mixed reaction in terms of the, obviously, the ruling APC. They said they're ready for another four-year term. Their supporters out in the streets congratulating President Buhari. And so what's quite interesting, President Cyril Ramaphosa yesterday, they sent out a note congratulating Buhari, and I've seen since they've recalled that statement, so quite interesting to note that. And then there's a civil society body, Bongani, that I had several briefings with, Yega Africa, a very, you know, large, very legitimate organization. So they had more than 3,000 observers deployed at the 1,015 polling units across the country. And they were saying, look, they had a parallel tallying system, and the results that INEC had released is consistent with what they had. They said there was a margin of error between 2 and 5%, but they would have detected any large-scale irregularities if they were. So they're saying, look, of course, some cancelled elections did disenfranchise some voters, but the results that they give is fairly consistent what they have. And, but they just urge that, you know, INEC has to give some independent explanation for some of the discrepancies, and there has to be a review of what's happening. So look, Bongani, I think it's still fluid, the situation. You know, Buhari accepting his you know, victory, the PDP not, and we'll have to see how that situation unfolds.
All right, very quickly, Crystal, talk to me about Sudan. The political crisis there has worsened with a state of emergency and a cabinet reshuffle by President al-Bashir.
Yes, I think Bashir is really getting in a corner because the state of emergency is basically forbidding any gatherings. It's arresting people and, you know, things are just really, they're just clamping down on the space because we've seen thousands of university students coming out protesting. Of course, Bashir reshuffling senior military staff. He wants those close to him even closer. He's also fired several governors, also brought in the military in. So we're seeing that Bashir is going back to who does he have to support him? The military, and they will suppress the people. But I don't think, you know, we don't know how successful that will be because, of course, protesters are saying since December, enough is enough. We want Bashir to go.
All right, we'll leave it there with Crystal Orderson with this morning's Africa Report. A really worrying part of that conversation for me is how on earth do we withdraw our congratulations for President Buhari? What's going on at Durko? Can someone answer that for me?